Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Bava Basra, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud Gimel and Yud Aleph. And today's Mishnah are being learned B'schos Esther Basra Chol Shishi B'zecher Find Your Ziva Kohagon Bekarav Mamesh. Mishnah Gimel tells us Elon Shunetel Stei Chaveroi. A person has a tree planted in his property, and the branches are leaning over into the other guy's. Kaitetz Molei Mardeya Al Gavim Machresha. The other guy is allowed to cut away the branches. How much? So Molei Mardeya literally means the length of an ox goad. An ox goad is this long pointy tool that's meant to prod the oxen along. So he's allowed to cut these branches all the way up until that height on top of the machresha, on top of the plow. Because when he's plowing his field, it's not okay for him to be bumping into branches that are coming in from his friend's property. So he can cut up until that height of branches. Now, Harav Shikmar, if we're talking about a Karabah sycamore tree, which is very leafy, and this tree causes too much shade in the other guy's property, and too much shade is no good. A person needs the sun in order for his plants to grow properly. And here we have too much shade from the Karabah sycamore tree. So how much is he allowed to cut? Kineged HaMishkailes, corresponding to a plumb line. Plumb line is PLUMB. Line, L-I-N-E. This is what builders would use to determine that a wall is straight. And it's very simple. It's basically a string with a weight at the end. And the guy stands on top of the wall and drops the string with the weight, and he sees if the wall is straight. Same thing over here. He would go up to his boundary marker, his property line, the fence, and cut the branches going all the way up so that at least they're not leaning in his property, taking away all of his sun. Similarly, Beis HaShlachin, if his field is a Beis HaShlachin, which means it's a very dry land, it doesn't have sufficient water, and that means it also needs a lot of sun, call Elon Kineged HaMishkailes, he's allowed to cut these branches of the tree, connect this mishkailes again, so that he has as much sun as possible. And that's even if it's not a charav or shekma. Abishal and Rabishal tells us, call Elon Surah, connect a mishkailes. Any non-fruit bearing tree is allowed to be cut, connect a mishkailes. And moving on to Mishiyah Dalid, Elon Shunat el Rishus Arabim. Let's say we have a tree that's leaning over Rishus Arabim. Kaitis Kedeshe Gamal Eviv Reichwai. Municipality is allowed to cut the branches of the tree as much as necessary for a camel to pass underneath with its rider on top. That's so the guy's riding his camel, he doesn't get his hat knocked off by these branches. Rabbi Huda says, Gamal on Pishton, the height that it's allowed to be cut at is different. It's not a camel with a rider on top, it's a camel with a load of flax or bundles of branches. However, Rav Shimon argues and says, call it Elon Kineged HaMishkailes, Mibnei Atoma. The whole tree could be cut Kineged HaMishkailes, which basically means you take the cutting tool and you cut all the branches that are leaning over the Rishus Arabim, not just a particular height, you just slice all of them, and that's because of Tumah. We know there's something called oil of Tumah. If a person's under the same roof as Tumah, he's also Tameh. And we're afraid that if this tree has branches leaning over the Rishus Arabim, even if they happen to be very high and they're not going to disturb a camel and his rider, nonetheless, if there's tumah underneath, a guy who walks under the tree is going to become tameh because he's under the same roof as the tumah. And therefore, according to Rav Shimon, we just cut all the branches that are leaning over the Rishus Sarabim. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.